I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, Vice President confident of production of antiretroviral drugs in Ghana. Fire destroys chain of stores near Swami Roundabout in Kumasi. NCCE inaugurates interim inter-party dialogue committee. DCE for Garut Mpane refutes allegation of advocating creation of new constituency. World leaders meet in London on future of Somalia. And former Filipino President Gloria Arroyo pleads not guilty to electoral fraud. Says a summary by Jennifer Adulabi.
Vice President John Mahama says government, together with the Ghana AIDS Commission, UNAIDS and local pharmaceutical companies, can produce antiretroviral drugs in Ghana. Mr. Mahama believes this is possible considering the many successes chalked up with regards to other diseases. The Vice President was speaking at a state dinner held last night as part of the 10th anniversary of the Ghana AIDS Commission. An interim inter-party dialogue committee has been inaugurated by the Greater Accra Regional Branch of the NCCE. One of the committee's objectives will be to diffuse the growing tension in this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The director of the NCCE, Joyce Afutu, inaugurating the committee in Accra, tells members to ensure that politicians avoid the use of intemperate language. The committee has Reverend Anthony Mensah as its chairman. The DCE for Garut Mpane, David Adakudu, has refuted accusations that he is advocating the creation of a new district. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Adakudu said the agitation by the youth group in the area over the matter is misleading. And former Filipino President Gloria Arroyo has pleaded not guilty to electoral fraud. Arroyo is accused of rigging the 2007 election in favor of her candidates. The charge is the first of other cases expected to be brought against her.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The news in detail. The executive director of UNAIDS, a joint United Nations program on HIV and AIDS, Michelle Sidibe, was last night hosted to a state dinner as part of the 10th anniversary of the Ghana AIDS Commission. Mr. Sidibe has a vision of achieving zero new HIV infections among children by 2015. In a brief remark, he said the significant reduction of the rate of HIV in Ghana is a testimony that Africa can achieve zero tolerance. He urged government to critically look at human rights issues and create more awareness on the need to do away with hostility towards people prone to the disease.
Just 10 years ago, people were telling us in General Assembly, we cannot give the treatment to poor people. It's too expensive, having less than 50,000 people on treatment. Today, we are talking about more than 5 million people on treatment. We are also not having...
Meanwhile, Vice President Mahama has hinted of the introduction of a universal towing levy scheme to aid in the removal of broken down vehicles on the roads. These broken down vehicles are mainly responsible for the many road accidents. The Vice President was speaking at the launch of Road Safety Management Services Limited in Accra. The company will work in collaboration with government, the Ministry of Transport, Finance and Economic Planning, the National Road Safety Commission, the Ghana Police Service and the DVLA to provide a total solution to minimize carnage on the roads. Vice President Mahama cautioned drivers against taking advantage of the improved roads to speed excessively. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Today we are hopeful and our new strategy is to try and...
Moving on, the leadership of the Swami Magazine Industrial Development Organization, SMIDO, is soliciting government assistance to acquire land to build a modern industrial village. The organization, founded in 2006, is the umbrella body of spare parts, car dealers, welders, and metal fabrications, among others. Led by its president, Samuel Amankwa, the group called on the vice president, John Mahama, and the Kasu Lusu to make demands for land and vehicle. Vice President Mahama noted that government is committed to the development of an industrial village, as it is a well-known fact that SMEs are the drivers of any economy. Mr. Mahama promised to consult with the Lands Commission to acquire land for the purpose.
The government is committed to supporting the SME sector and small artisanal sectors. It has been proven over and over again, if you look at the development track record of countries that have advanced, that often it is...
President Mahama. Fire last night engulfed a chain of stores, the deal in vehicle spare parts and fuel near the Swami roundabout in Kumasi. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. According to firewoman Khadija Tijani of the Regional Fire Service, there was a distress call at about 9:16 p.m., after which a swift response was made. According to her, when a team of firemen got to the scene, the stores were in flames. The actual cost of the destruction is yet to be determined, but estimated at several thousands of cedis. They include 5 containers loaded with vehicle spare parts and engine oil, as well as 7 wooden stores. Back to our earlier story, Vice President Mahama has hinted of the introduction of a universal towing levy scheme to aid in the removal of broken down vehicles on the roads. These broken down vehicles are mainly responsible for the many road accidents. The Vice President was speaking at the launch of Road Safety Management Services Limited in Accra. The company will work in collaboration with government, the Ministry of Transport, Finance and Economic Planning, the National Road Safety Commission, the Ghana Police Service and the DVLA to provide a total solution to minimize carnage on the roads. Vice President Mahama cautioned drivers against taking advantage of the improved roads to speed excessively. Government says it will continue to act in the ultimate national interest with regard to investigations into the Woyome saga. It says President Mills will not cover up any issue despite protests from those considered allies of the NDC. A Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, made this known to Radio Ghana. This follows charges leveled against government by the minority. He said what government is interested in is the truth in the matter. He accuses the minority of bringing parliament into disrepute and not government. He spoke to Augustus Akwi.
The MPP minority has been accusing government of attempting what they termed political equalization in the Woyome affair. Government wishes to state unequivocally that to us, the Woyome affair is a serious national matter. What we should be looking for is the truth and to ensure that justice is done in this matter. This is not another matter for petty partisanship for which we should be seeking political equalization. This betrays the mindset of the MPP minority that to them they have gotten another political bonanza. That is why they are easily engaged in the composition of songs in studios. They are rehearsing and interrupting Stop the Nation address and all of that, holding rallies and all of their speakers concentrating on Woyome and thinking that the Woyome case is just a ticket to power. We believe that this is a very serious matter which we should be interested in the truth and not be playing political football with it. And that is why we are not contemplating, I will not contemplate the MPP's claim of political equalization. This is not cheap politics.
The minority also accused government of bringing parliament's image under attack. Is government really doing this?
Everybody in Ghana today knows that if there are any group of people who have brought parliament into disrepute, it is the minority and what they did last week when they came into parliament with whistles and red cats and sang intermittently to heckle the president in the State of the Nation address. The government has not engaged in similar conduct. What we have seen is the arrest of one single member of parliament on a Sunday at 8 p.m. The claim by the minority that he was on his way or after parliamentary business has so far not been verified, and government is not convinced by that. In any case, it is time for the new Patriotic Party to be apologizing to the people of this country for their own conduct when they were in power, arresting members of parliament during parliamentary sessions, weekdays, broad daylight in the afternoon. So really, everybody knows that it is the minority's conduct that continues to embarrass parliament and bring parliament into disrepute, not the conduct of government.
He said government, in getting to the bottom of issues, will not shield its own who are implicated.
When you look at the facts in this case, people were indicted by the IOCO report. Those who have been indicted, some of them have been arrested, some have been invited, some are even facing prosecution already. Their process clearly has not ended, and there are many more people who will be invited or arrested by the security services. So it is important for the minority not to assume that they are conductors and we are an orchestra and we have to sing according to what they conduct. The security services have their own timetable, their own schedules that they are following, and that is what they will follow. It will not be according to the whim and caprice of the minority.
A portion of your statement said government will not join them, that is the opposition, in that self-serving, naked, opportunistic path. And some might find this offensive. What do you say to that?
There's nothing offensive about that phrase. These are words describing the conduct of the minority. There is no other polite, nice, diplomatic way to put the conduct of the minority, apart from what we have said. Indeed, we have really struggled to be very careful to make sure that we continue to reflect the dictates and the image of President Mills, and not to behave like the way the MPP behaved at their rally last Saturday, pouring insults and invectives on people. We have avoided that kind of language in our statement.
Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa. The editor of the Daily Dispatch and pollster, Ben Evson, has predicted that Dr. Busakara will emerge the presidential candidate of the CPP even if another person joins the race. He said the CPP needs to consider the merger with the PNC before they can be taken seriously by the electorate. He advised the party to analyze critically the voting pattern of elections since the year 2000 and strategize accordingly to move the party forward. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
If somebody else even joins, Dr. Sakara has a very good chance of winning easily.
So when you pit Dr. Bright Akwete against Dr. Abusakara, Dr. Abusakara has brighter chances.
Yes, has brighter chances.
Now what do you expect Dr. Sakara to do to make the CPP attractive to the Ghanaian voter?
First, I must be honest with them that my sympathies are the CPP, but I'm going to be very frank with the political tradition. Even before people take the CPP serious, or the PNC, there is the need for the ongoing talks at merger to be pursued at the highest level. When it fails, I think that the reason for it failing should be made known. Because for the two parties, for the CPP in particular, since 2000, the presidential candidate has always gotten less than half of the votes of the parliamentary candidate. So let me give you an example. In 2008, the total number of votes of the parliamentary candidate of the CPP was about 3%. But then got 1.34%, less than half. So the same with Agude in 2004, the same Professor Hagan in 2000. It tells you that people who love the party will go and vote for their parliamentary candidates, knowing the candidate would not win, but only half of them vote, and that would be Dr. Sakara's first major headache. If he tries and he doesn't succeed, then they move on to try and get CPP acceptable, the broad mass of the young voters especially.
Pollster Ben Evson in that interview with Agatha Asamoah. This news comes to you from Uganda, Accra. The major stories: Vice President confident of production of antiretroviral drugs in Ghana. Fire destroys chain of stores near Swami Roundabout in Kumasi. NCCE inaugurates interim inter-party dialogue committee. DCE for Garrett and Pan refutes allegation of advocating creation of new constituency. World leaders meet in London on future of Somalia. And former Filipino President Gloria Arroyo pleads not guilty to electoral fraud. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. To diffuse the growing tension in this year's presidential and parliamentary elections, an interim inter-party dialogue committee has been inaugurated by the Greater Accra Regional Branch of the NCCE. The committee, which has Reverend Anthony Mensah as chairman, seeks to, among other things, ensure that politicians avoid the use of intemperate language, insults and vilification of political opponents, and parties accepting election results. Director of the NTCE, Joyce Afutu, made these remarks at the inauguration of the committee in Accra. A group calling itself the Concerned Youth of the Garrett and Pan constituency in the Upper East region has threatened to resist the wrongful creation of a new constituency in the area. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the spokesperson of the group, Emmanuel Asore Avoka, said the creation of a constituency poses a potential danger and is likely to undermine the prevailing peace. He therefore called on the president not to endorse the demarcation of the constituency that does not separate Garu and Timpani. Meanwhile, the DC for Garu Timpani, David Abdakologu, has debunked accusations that he is persuading the Electoral Commission to create a new constituency in the district. He says divisional chiefs in Garu Timpani rather appeal to the EC to consider that. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Abdakologu said agitation by a youth group in the area over the matter is misleading. He told Agatha Samar that his focus is to harness the peace the area is enjoying.
The constituency for our area is called Garu Timpani constituency. The district is called Garu Timpani district. The capital is called Garu Timpani capital. The then NPP, when they were in power, created the assembly. If the call was that me as a DCE, I should do everything, or I'm doing everything to create another district, I am part of government. But for Electoral Commission, I don't think my regional minister has that mandate to propose to Electoral Commission that create the constituency, name it A or B. What I remember very well was that we have 7 divisional chiefs in Garu Timpani constituency. These divisional chiefs had petitioned the Electoral Commission requesting for additional constituency. That is the sole responsibility of Electoral Commission. And I now want to find out, when they created Kusuga constituency, at that time, all of us were in Boku, Garu was not yet created. I don't know whether it was the NPP, DC who was in Boku, who influenced the Electoral Commission to create Kusuga. They are dealing with traditional authorities. I don't have that mandate from any traditional authority in Garu Timpani for me to speak about the constituency, because I am not an author. I'm not a signatory to that request. The assembly has not discussed how the constituency should be created. And we have not spoken about additional constituency even in the assembly.
So how can you bring about peace in the district as far as the creation of a new constituency is concerned?
Garu Timpani is one of the most peaceful districts in the Upper East region. It is my responsibility and a duty as a DCE to guarantee the peace that the people are enjoying today. I will ensure that there's total peace for everybody to go around and do your normal duty. I am not going to go by threats.
The public relations officer of the EC, Christian Oso Paris, said the commission has not made any definite plans for the creation of a new constituency for Garu Timpani.
I do not know that the Electoral Commission is going to create a new constituency for Garu Timpani. Indeed, the commission is required under the law to review the number of constituencies in the country after the publication of the census figures. The commission has contemplated creating some more constituencies in view of the fact that national population figures now indicate that the population of the country has risen by some more millions. And that means the commission must now review the number of constituencies in the country. But as I speak now, it is difficult to say that the EC is contemplating creating a constituency in Garri Timpani.
Christian Osupari is with the Electoral Commission. A research conducted by the Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, shows that poor information flow is hampering operations in the district assemblies and the communities. This has led to poor service delivery in the decentralized institutions. The center, with support from the European Union, has therefore launched a social accountability project in Accra, which seeks to enhance information flow and improve transparency and accountability system of local governance in the assemblies. Sandra Danso and Charles Edu Ejepong have filed this report.
The 36-month project seeks to increase citizens' understanding and participation in the decision-making processes in communities with a focus on traditional authorities, physically challenged persons, and grassroots political activists. The program's officer of CDD Ghana, PNK Abrampa, gives an overview of the project.
The social accountability project is expected to be implemented in 17 districts across the country. The strategy is at least to have a district from each region, but all we base on the desk review and the surveys that we are doing to inform our selection. And the project is supposed to end for 36 months, starting from last year, June, and ending in June 2014. The basic objective of the project is to try and bridge the gap between the local authorities, district assemblies, and the communities they seek to serve. Various researches by the center and other institutions have shown that there is a knowledge gap as to what's happening at assemblies and the way people can participate. And there's also a supply limitation. So there's a need and a conscious effort to be made to try and bridge this gap, that to make the assemblies accountable.
The head of cooperation of the EU delegation in Ghana, Kurt Cornelis, said the EU is convinced that accountability of public officials and citizens' empowerment are the bedrock of good governance and prerequisites for effective democracy. He said the EU, by providing support to the project, will contribute to good governance and improve service delivery. Mr. Cornelis noted that in promoting social accountability, civil society organizations have a role to play in helping government to understand citizens' priorities better.
A report was filed by Sandra Danso and Charles Idwijepong. On the educational front, a retired educationist, KB Asante, has attributed the fallen standards of education to the neglect of the old system of teaching and learning. He said there is the need to revisit the old system to draw on the experiences of the past. Mr. Asante was speaking in Accra at the launch of Intellect ICT Ghana, an NGO which aims to improve quality teaching and learning. A senior economist at the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, Professor John Asafoje, has renewed calls for the passage of key bills like the Right to Information, the Ghana EITI, and Marine Pollution into law. Speaking at the presentation of a report on the management of Ghana's oil and gas revenue, P-TRAC Index for 2011 in Accra, Professor Asafoje said that the passage of the legislation will curb corruption, promote transparency, and prevent the abuse of power by agencies and the licensing authority. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
The Petroleum Transparency and Accountability Index is an initiative of the Institute of Economic Affairs to promote transparency and accountability in the management of Ghana's oil and gas resources and enhance the level of responsibility on the part of policymakers. Professor Asafoje said efforts should be made to build the capacity and adequately provide resources for key public agencies such as the Petroleum Commission, the Public Interest Accountability, and the Public Accounts Committee, as they have oversight responsibilities over the oil and gas industry. He also called on the Auditor General and the Bank of Ghana to timely publish reports on the Ghana Heritage and Stabilization Fund so that the public will be adequately informed about the revenue generated. This, he believes, to go a long way to build trust and confidence in the key institutions that manage the fund.
I would strongly recommend publication of information by all line agencies. These agencies, by law, are not required to publish information. The Act says that they should provide reports to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, and he's the one who is to make that public. But we believe that it's in the interest of transparency, it's a good thing for them to publish the information once it's been submitted.
Senior economist at IEA, Professor John Asafoje, ending that report by Antoinette Abba. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The rest of the news. Representatives from 40 countries are attending a conference in London to discuss terrorism and piracy in Somalia. The event is aimed at devising a common approach to a country blighted by years of civil war and famine. The leaders are expected to raise funds for schools, hospitals, and the police in Somalia. The UK has described Somalia as the world's worst failed state but needs a second chance to develop. Former Filipino President Gloria Arroyo has pleaded not guilty to electoral fraud before a court in Manila. She is accused of rigging a 2007 election in favor of her candidates. Prosecutors said she helped a powerful local clan leader rig senatorial elections in a southern region where 12 candidates she backed won. She was escorted under tight security to court from a military hospital where she is being detained while undergoing treatment for a spine condition. Football. The Ghana Football Association is to determine the fate of the coach of the Black Stars, Goran Stevanovic, within 2 weeks. The decision was taken at a crunch meeting between the executive committee, members of the SA Management Committee, and the coach in Accra. The meeting was to discuss the technical report of the just-ended Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea, where Ghana placed fourth. The president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantichi, apologized to Ghanaians for the failure of the Black Stars to win the trophy.
I want to apologize to all Ghanaian people because they have not been the trophy in Ghana. Well, we did our best, I promise, to bring the trophy, but we unfortunately lost these semi-final games. I'm sure everybody also saw the game, and I don't know, maybe we don't think.
We apologize for the mix-up. That was the coach of the Black Stars, Goran Stevanovic, also apologizing for the performance of the team. So in the news, the main points again. Vice President John Mahama says government, together with the Ghana AIDS Commission, UNAIDS, and local pharmaceutical companies, can produce antiretroviral drugs in Ghana. Mr. Mahama believes this is possible considering the many successes chalked up with regards to other diseases. An interim inter-party dialogue committee has been inaugurated by the Greater Accra Regional Branch of the NCCE. One of the committee objectives will be to diffuse the growing tension in this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The DC for Garrett Timpani, David Adakologu, has refuted accusations that he is advocating the creation of a new district. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Adakologu said the agitation by a group of people in the area over the matter is misleading. And former Filipino President Gloria Arroyo has pleaded not guilty to electoral fraud. Mrs. Arroyo is accused of rigging a 2007 election in favor of her candidates. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.